Here we are, Trent Bridge, day two of the Ashes. Another fiery day's cricket, and I'm stood here with English and Bedfordshire cricket fan, Dominic Bryant. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
Not too bad at all. So you've been here the last 2 days, you've taken it in all from the front row of the Radcliffe Road stand.
Yep.
It's been quite the match.
Yeah, it's been an interesting one, actually. People were getting downhearted with England's total in the first innings. And then we got excited again once Finn took his 2 wickets in a row. And then we got downhearted again once the Australian 11th batsman almost got a century.
And what a debut it was for a 19-year-old guy to come out and absolutely destroy it, I suppose.
Yeah, unbelievable. Like, most people here probably don't know who he is, and all of a sudden he's out here, you know, tickling a century, and I think he's got a lot of English fans worried.
Did you know who he was before yesterday morning?
No, I didn't.
Now, you found yourself here for the first 2 days under the most peculiar of circumstances, I suppose. Explain the situation to me. After, of course, this, what looks to be 2 runs, will be 2 runs, dies down.
I have been employed as a carer for a woman in a wheelchair. She had a spare ticket for a carer, and Dave asked me if I'd like to come to the Ashes, and you just can't turn that down.
Are you a trained carer?
No, not at all.
Have you had to do any trained caring?
No, it's been really easy, actually. We've just had a nice time going out for lunch, enjoying the cricket.
Very nice indeed. So I'm just going to reel off a few quick-fire cricket-related questions for you.
Okay, I'm quite nervous.
And then it would enjoy it from there. Batting or bowling, personally, would you like to see a big six hit or a good wicket taken?
I like to see a wicket taken, definitely.
Yeah? Do you think, in that case, you can build on our 36 for 2, or are you backing Pattinson, Stark, and indeed Agar to cut through us again?
I'm feeling Cookie looks a bit more confident than he was last innings. He seems a bit more settled out on the crease, because first innings he obviously went for 13. All kicking off here. But he's looking really settled. I think he could have a big total in him.
Well, we stood here in the Radcliffe Road, so I'm watching Cook indeed, and alongside Kevin Peterson's rebuild this innings. And alongside of us, I've just noticed there's a big column of yellow. What do you make of the visiting fans?
They've been in very good voice, and there's a huge number of them, a lot more than I was expecting. It's all been well-mannered. It's a lot more friendly than football games, probably, the opposing fans. It's been a really nice atmosphere, though.
Okay, let's hit a few more quickfire. Beer snake or Mexican wave?
Beer snake.
What's your reasoning behind the beer snake?
I like the element of taunting the security staff.
There we go, Hellraiser to my left. What about stump dance a la Shane Warne or sprinkler a la, well, the England team from a few years ago?
Sprinkler.
Do you have a reputation or a little past history with busting out the sprinkler of yourself?
I don't, but one thing I used to do when I played hockey for my school, because I went to the same school as Monty Panesar, if I got a goal, I'd do that skipping thing he did when he pointed his fingers in the air.
Did Monty witness this casual racism?
No, he never did. He never came to see us play hockey, unfortunately.
Well, let's compare some of the players we got on show. Cook or Peterson for you? Pick one.
Cook.
What about Pattinson or Agar?
Well, I'm a bit angry at Agar for his ridiculous total in the first inning, so I'm going to say Pattinson at the moment.
And final one, the 2 dreamboats of the England team, I would say probably Stuart Broad and Stephen Finn. Who's your pick?
Finn, just for those 2 wickets in a row yesterday and almost getting the hat-trick.
Well, there we go. That's as far as I'm concerned, definitive. Thank you very much.